There's a famous Rashi in this week's parsha when Hashem tells Moshe in the very first Makkah, he says, and more El Aaron, Kach Matchon, Teir Chalmei, Mei Mitzrayim, etc. And likewise in the second Makkah, and more El Aaron, Teis Yachma Techal Anaros, etc. Rashi says, why Aaron? Because of Shehagin Hayoral Moshe Shinishal Sochal Fika Lokal Yodalob Damlo, it's Fardim Lokal de Aaron. Because the river protected Moshe when he was a baby in the little Teva. Therefore, it wasn't right for Moshe to hit the river, and instead Aaron had to do it. There's certain akars that tov to the river. And likewise, even in the third Makkah, when we find by the Makkah of Kenim, by Yomer Shal Moshe Emor El Aaron Ateis Matcha V'Hachas Afar HaAretz, Rashi says the exact same thing. Says Rashi, L'Hoya Ofer G'day Lil Kos Ha'idei Moshe V'Hegen Olav K'Shahoregis HaMitzri V'Yipnei B'Chol. Since the offer of Eretz Mitzrayim helped Moshe by hiding the body of the Mitzri earlier in his biography, therefore HaKor Satol of Moshe shouldn't hit the ground. So Rav Dessler says this is a little strange. Like, we all understand the value of Hakar Satov, and you shouldn't be, you know, Mishalim Ra Tachas Tova. First of all, the Yaor and the Afar are not sentient beings. They didn't actually decide to do anything. And even if they did something, they don't feel any pain when they are hit or when they don't feel pain. They're not alive. They don't mind being hit by Moshe Rabbeinu. Not to mention the fact that, that Adarabba, it's a tremendous chus to be part of the Eser Makos. I mean, Yetzias Mitzrayim only happens once in history. Wouldn't you want to be part of that story? Even if you had to get a little patch? You know, what greater madriga is there for any object in the world, from Domem to Tzomech to Chai to Medaber, than to be part of Giloy of Kvod Hashem in this world? And there's no greater Giloy of Kvod Hashem than Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it was actually good to hit the Yaor, to hit the Afar Ha'aretz and bring the Eser Makos. So why is it not right for Moshe to do it? So Rav Dessler gives an amazing yesod. He says, no. There's something called Midos. And he says, Midos, he says, don't depend on the Seichel. He says they depend on the Hergesh. Midos don't depend on logic. They depend on the experience. They depend on how you feel. He says, it wasn't that the Yaor deserved anything or didn't deserve anything, or the Afar Eretz Mitzrayim deserved or not deserved. That would be logical. Like, what's the right thing to do? No. Clearly, logically, there's nothing wrong with hitting this. But it feels wrong. It feels wrong that if something did you a favor, even if it didn't know it was doing you a favor, even if it's not actually a thing, it feels wrong to hit it, even if hitting it is good. It feels wrong. And he says, Midos are not based purely on logic. Midos are based on how it feels. When you do things that feel wrong, that hurts your midos. Acharei pulus mshachos halvavos, then you do more things that feel wrong, more things that do feel wrong, and more things that feel wrong, until you actually become an evil person. And that's why it's not for other people, it's for ourselves. Moshe said, it's not going to hurt anyone but me, but for myself, if I hit something that once helped me, That has a deleterious effect on my midos. That makes me a less sensitive person. That makes me a less appreciative person. And I think that's a big yesod really throughout the parsha. I mean, the whole point of the parsha is Jews good, Mitzrim bad. Let's get the Mitzrim. Eser Makos, and doesn't end there. Ayin Parshas B'Shalach. But nonetheless, from the very beginning of the Parsha, what does Hashem tell Moshe? Vaitzavim el b'nei Yisrael v'el paro melech Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Vaitzavim el b'nei Yisrael v'el paro melech Mitzrayim? Lotzias b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. It could have just said Vaitzavim lotzias b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. What would he add by this word? Says Rashi, the Medrash is, Tzivam al paro melech Mitzrayim lach loch lo kava b'divrayim, to honor him, to give him kavod. Why do you have to give kavod to Paro? Adrabo, Paro's the bad guy. Paro's getting up, getting threatened. Paro's maybe going to end up getting killed. Hashem's going to visit every plague upon him. Yeah, and a chanami. Logically, Paro doesn't deserve any kavod at this point. But you know what? There's a guy who was a regal sitting on the chair, and you start to denigrate him. It makes me an insensitive person, even if he might not deserve any better. Obviously, there's a fine line here. You know, the line on the one, it says, L'chsam sofer, lo nochon lasos came, hey nizbach es tovas, v'chayim le'hem v'lo yiskeluna, L'chsam sofer says, it wasn't dangerous for them to shech the Mitzrim's God, because Hashem would protect them from skila. It was just not morally right to be so offensive to them. On the other hand, we find in Karban Pesach, that Hashem commanded us, now is dafka the time when you have to shech their God and you have to stand up for truth. Something's a fine line. It's very tricky to figure out when you have to do what's logically true and when you have to do what's sensitive, when you have to follow the seichel and when you have to follow the regesh. But unfortunately, you know, sometimes nowadays, you look around the world and there are people whose seichel is in the right place. They know who's right. They know who's wrong. They know which values are right. They know which values are wrong. And then, unfortunately, before our very eyes, we see what Reb Dessler was afraid of. I start with a yeshivish abitl of the people who are wrong because, you know, it's good to denigrate them because they're wrong and you want people to learn from them, etc. And, you know, it ends up with, you know, with the goyim and the non-from people. And then, you know, it ends up with, oh, the guy who's just competing with me for a job, because he's obviously also a guy and he's not from, and I can give you 100 explanations as to, you know, as to why. Be'etzem, you know, in Pnimius, he's really anti-Torah, and you have to, you know, you have to put him down and embarrass him. And I think that, you know, the Rav Dessler really has such a such a deep point that if we want to work on our midos, you know, it's not just justification. If we want to work on our midos, it's not just who's right and who's wrong, but it's how we go about doing what's right and fighting what's wrong. And we have to go about it with sensitivity. We have to go about it with respect. We have to go about it with not doing things which seem wrong in our heart because we have to worry about our own midos. We have to make sure that we're the right kind of person. We have to make sure that we're going in the right direction. And Amir Tzashem, if we stand up for what's right, but stand up for what's right with sensitivity, then we can be Mekadoshim Shamayim and really bring, just like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, a Gilui Kvod Hashem into this world. Shabbat Shalom.